Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliva moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford throws to second for one, and Hansen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Oliva scores. Zimmerman moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Boyer moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer scores. McCraw scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ver Alse. Hansen scores. Horlan moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to third. Berry moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Ver Alse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-1 in the game. Uhlander strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford catches it and throws to first to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horlan hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Jim Perry. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josephson is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Klein covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw is walked intentionally. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Buddy Bradford. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Ken Berry now playing left field. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Zoilo Virals. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese pinch hits for Ron Klein. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins won. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Mel Nelson now pitching. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horlan moves to third. Jim Ollum now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford bunts towards the mound. Ollum fields it and throws to first for the out. Horlan scores. Berry moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.